Rays and Red Sox. Well, this guy's excited for the game to start. Chris Sale is getting ready for the game to start. Let's take you to the bottom of the third. Mookie Betts facing Blake Snell.
He launches one deep in the air to left field. Turning at the wall is Borges. This one is gone. Home run. Two-run shot for Mookie Betts, and just like that, the Red Sox lead 2-1.
Here it is. Swing and a high fly ball. Right center field, back at it is Betts to the wall, and it is gone! Another lefty has taken Chris Sale deep. This time it's Kevin Kiermaier. A two-run shot, and the Rays take a 3-2 lead here in the fifth.
The 1-1 pitch on its way. Swing and a high fly ball. Left center field and deep to the monster, and off the top of the monster.
It'll score two as Leon scores. Bradley comes in. It's a wall ball double for Devin Marrero, the number 9 hitter, and the Rays' lead didn't last long. It's 4-3 Boston.
A little while to get him stretched out. As here's the 1-2 pitch line toward left again. Bangs off the monster once again. Marrero will score. Betts on his way to second. He's going to get in there sliding safely with a wall ball double. Back-to-back doubles by Boston, and they have lengthened their lead. It is now 5-3.
Now Sale again ready to pitch. And strike three call. Got him on a pitch at the top of the zone. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 11 strikeouts for Chris Sale.
Now the pitch got him swinging. Number 12 today for Sale. One shy of tying a season high.
Sox win this one 6-3. Chris Sale joins Pedro Martinez as the only two players in Major League history with multiple streaks of at least 7 games with 10 or more strikeouts. Blake Snell, still in search of his first win, drops to 0-4. Kevin Cash and the Rays come up short against the Red Sox on Saturday as they lose 6-3. Here's Cash on the loss.
We knew we were coming into face, obviously, and Chris Sale, he was pretty lights out again. I know we it was nice to see Lomo and KK hit the home runs. Obviously, a little unusual for lefties to have that type of success against them, but Lomo's been swinging the bat really well, and KK's been he got hot here yesterday, it seemed like, so maybe that put him in a good spot. And then other than that, it was pretty quiet. As far as Blake, a lot of the same kind of, I think the 2-0, the 3-1, the falling behind really, really hurt him. I know he didn't, have a ton of walks. I think it was 3 or 4, whatever it was. But look, when you're falling behind to these types of hitters in this lineup, they're gonna get you. And I know his first 5 or 6 hits, whatever they were all for extra bases.
Going back to Kevin Kiermaier's 2-run home run in the fifth inning there, not to take anything away from what Chris Sale did today, but 0-2 count, and he hits that home run. What did you think about giving your team the lead at that moment?
Yeah, it was a big, big spark. I mean, the dugout got pumped up. I mean, I think KK really committed himself to a fastball. Chris Sale looked like he tried to kind of sneak a fastball by. It looked like it was a little up in the zone also, but KK was ready to hit it. And, he should feel pretty good about that because we're going to have plenty of matchups and at-bats against Chris Sale here going forward.
With Kevin, when you talk about Blake Snell, more of the same, but I think it's a big compliment when you hear your opponents praising you. And a former Rays lefty, David Price, said at his age right now, he has better stuff than I had. So an outing like this, roughly 4 weeks ago, he made his first career start here at Fenway Park. Now facing this lineup again today, what can he learn and just take away moving forward?
Well, I don't think anybody's disputing at all Blake's stuff. I mean, he's got very good stuff. We got to kind of find a way to corral it in the zone a little bit more, keep him there consistently, and not put so many hitter advantage counts out there. The compliments and the praise, people, opponents, teammates, they all see the potential there. But it's on us as a staff and obviously Blake to kind of hone all that in and get him to where he goes out there and can give competitive outing each and every time.
And just for the Red Sox, you have Joe Kelly. He starts to bring the heat, and then Craig Kimbrell picks him up. But what are your thoughts on the job, or how do you best characterize their bullpen, the Red Sox bullpen today?
Well, obviously today we saw a lot of power. They're sitting 97 to 100 miles an hour, and the first 6 or 7 innings they've got the best lefty in the American League throwing. So, they got a lot of weapons, but that's something that eventually we'll need to overcome.
Logan Morrison put the Rays on the board first in Saturday's game against the Red Sox while notching his 10th home run of the year. But it wouldn't be enough as the Rays lose this one 6-3. Here's what Morrison had to say about the game.
Something over the middle of the plate to start. And, you know, I knew last time here he threw a lot of changeups to me. And just watching the first inning, he was throwing a lot of changeups. So I was like, all right, sit on the changeup and hope you don't swing at a fastball. And, you know, took the first two pitches, 1-1, and, you know, he left me a changeup over the middle, and I was able to barrel it and get it out. And my last at-bat, I was sitting on a slider and swinging the fastball in, so not really good hitting there.
You, I know it's after a loss, it's harder to feel good about things, but do you feel a sense of accomplishment with what you've done to this point?
No. We're sub-500. It ain't about personal stuff, you know. I got to be better. I'm hitting the middle of the lineup for a reason, you know, so I got to be able to drive in runs and get on base more. You know, felt good today and just, you know, yeah, I had one good swing, but I got to be more consistent.
You said you were sitting slider. Is against a pitcher with three plus pitches like that, do you have to pick one and sit on something as opposed to react?
Well, I would just say with, this is from a left-handed standpoint, with his slider going away from you and being 76 miles an hour and his fastball being 95, yeah, I mean, you got to pick one or the other. So, you know, and pick the right one. The one that starts at you and might hit you is the one that you have to swing at, and it's tough to pull the trigger on those sometimes.
Well, you guys see how talented Blake is. Is it tough to kind of watch him kind of fighting through this and not be able to break through and, you know, he's in control and then it gets away? And
I mean, it's very tough. You know, I know he's battling, and coming from experience, this game is not easy. It's just when you do struggle, how do you handle those struggles? You know, are we working to get better? Are we doing the right things to get better? And I'm sure that, you know, Hick and Stan and those guys are got him on the right path. You know, he was better today. He threw strikes. He just needs to get ahead of guys. If he gets ahead of guys, man, it's lights out. He's got 3-4 plus pitches. And you saw to the lefties when he did get ahead to Benintendi and stuff. Benintendi's a really good hitter. He didn't really have a shot. So, you know, when he falls behind and there's runner on second base, he's got to throw a fastball, they're probably going to get to it, you know. Especially those hitters over there with Mookie and Xander, and, you know. So, yeah, I think a big key for him is obviously not just throwing strikes, but getting ahead and then continue to pound the zone. Getting him in swing mode and then expand. But, you know, it's tough. I mean, speaking from a hitter's standpoint, when you see him pitch, it's like, all right, I can go up there and take strike one or pitch one, and if it's a strike, I know that, you know, strike two is probably not coming for one or two more pitches. So, you know, he's just got to continue to work and continue to get that feel for all of his pitches, throw them in any count, and, you know, fill his own up.
Sunday, Matt Andrews will take the hill for the Rays. He'll square off against the Red Sox, Drew Pomeranz.